This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi made her first in-person court appearance Monday since she was deposed as Myanmar's de facto democracy leader in the February 1st military takeover. Her lawyers told journalists in the capital, Naypyidaw, that they were allowed to meet with Suu Kyi for 30 minutes before the hearing to discuss her case. They said the 75-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate sounded and looked healthy and wished the people of Myanmar good health. Suu Kyi also issued a defiant message about her National League for Democracy party. She said, quote, "Our party grew out of the people, so it will exist as long as people support it." Suu Kyi's civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after the NLD won parliamentary elections in a landslide. The junta has tried to justify its coup by saying there was widespread electoral fraud in the November 8th election. The Civilian Electoral Commission has denied that's true. The United States and European governments have accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Pratasevich. He's a 26-year-old blogger who has been living in exile in Poland. His Ryanair flight, which originated in Athens, was diverted in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its destination, Vilnius, Lithuania. Before being led away by police, Pratasevich reportedly told a fellow passenger he fears he will face the death penalty in Belarus. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden called Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Monday, and they discussed strengthening the Gaza ceasefire, urgent humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, and international efforts to rebuild it. This according to the Egyptian presidency. The two leaders also discussed ways to revive the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians after the latest wave of violence between the two sides. This also according to Egypt's presidency. Egypt brokered the ceasefire, now in its fourth day after 11 days of hostilities. Cairo will be a stop during the visit of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the region later on Monday. An Italian prosecutor said Monday that an investigation into the cable car crash that left 14 people dead in Italy will focus on why a cable broke and the emergency brakes did not work. 14 people, including two children under the age of 10, were killed when the Stresa Motorone cable car, which travels between the resort town of Stresa to the top of the Motorone mountain in Italy's Piedmont region, crashed to the ground on Sunday. A 2-year-old child died instantly. A 9-year-old died in the hospital. A third child, aged 5, was seriously injured but conscious and speaking. That lone survivor of the crash is being treated at a children's hospital in Turin. He's been identified as an Israeli boy who lived in Italy. His parents, younger brother, and 2 great-grandparents were among the victims of the crash, according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. A U.S. journalist working for a news magazine in Myanmar has been detained by authorities, according to his news organization, Frontier Myanmar. The magazine said on Twitter that its managing editor, Danny Fenster, was detained Monday at Yangon's main airport while preparing to board a flight to Malaysia. He's reportedly being held in the city's insane prison. The news magazine said it has no idea why Fenster was detained and has not been able to contact him. Frontier Myanmar publishes in both English and Burmese and is one of the country's top independent news sites. A State Department spokesman said the U.S. is aware of reports that a U.S. citizen has been detained in Myanmar, and authorities in Myanmar have not commented. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal reported that three scientists from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, were admitted to the hospital in November 2019. That's a month before China confirmed its first coronavirus case. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.